Yeah.
Now, I don't even. Where did he get the term sassy stats from?
Yeah, it's a Morales thing.
Am I known for my sassy stats?
Apparently, he was. He knew you would dig some up.
I did. The one I dug up that I find the most intriguing is that the Lakers have been the worst offensive team in the bubble during these seeding games. But even before that, from the trade deadline all the way through the shutdown of the league in March, the Lakers were 22nd in offensive rating. So this offensive problem started before they even got to Orlando, John.
Yeah, since the All-Star break, what was that one sassy stat you had?
Here's a sassy stat. Yeah, here's a sassy stat.
What was that?
That the Lakers were 22nd in offensive rating between the start of the from the trade deadline to the shutdown of the league, so 2 months.
All right, so here's what I was counting on. The playoffs are a different season than the regular season.
Correct.
And I thought LeBron is going to play 40 minutes. And in game one, he did. And Anthony Davis played 39 minutes. And I figured them being out there more was going to present huge problems for the Blazers. But truth be told, with 7 minutes to go, it was 84-78 Lakers. And down the stretch, Portland played better. They outscored the Lakers 19-6. So my well-thought-out plan, Mace, for tonight,
yep,
is to be up by more than six at the seven-minute mark so they can't do that again. See, if we're up maybe 16, then it's, you know, we just coast to the finish. So we just need to be up by more than six at the seven-minute mark.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about the shooting, and the shooting has been absolutely awful for the Lakers, absolutely awful. In that game, in game one, 27 of the Lakers 32 threes, right? 32 threes?
Yeah.
27 of their 32 threes were classified by Second Spectrum as open or wide open. 27 of the 32. So only 5 of them were covered. And when you get to the category of wide open, they were only 2 of 16. They're missing wide open three-point shots. And I'm sorry, you don't win in this league unless you make three-pointers.
Oh, come on. Well, wait a minute. I'm actually going to back you up here. I think I read that in the last 10 years, every team that's won the title has been top 10 in threes. But when the Lakers won it 10 years ago, they basically... Kobe was playing the LeBron role, kind of the unstoppable player, and then they just beat him up with bully ball, which is kind of how the Lakers got the number one seed. You know, they are the number one field goal percentage team in the league. I think that if you're 5 for 32, you can't win. But if you're maybe 12 for 32, you probably could get away with it. I mean, they only lost by 7. They had 3 more threes and they win it. So I don't think they need to be great. I think they need to be good, and they can't be 5 for 32. So I kind of meet you halfway on that point.
Yeah, I mean they've got it's a, you know, like Rachel says on The Jump, it's a make or miss league, and right now they're missing a lot. By the way, the other thing is Portland went big during that game. They don't have Zach Collins, and I didn't hear anything from
out
Zach
until
Collins
at least then. Game four.
Okay, so no Zach Collins, which means we'll see that combo of Yusuf Nurkic and Hassan Whiteside an awful lot. And when those two guys were on the floor together, the Blazers were a plus 12. So that was an effective lineup for Portland from a defensive perspective. And as you said, you know, they're building a wall and they're trying to keep Anthony Davis away from the basket. I would argue that Anthony Davis, every time he goes to the basket, whether there's one guy there or two guys there, he should be able to draw a foul and maybe get an and one. I'd like to see him attack. I'd like to see some fury with Anthony Davis tonight.
Was that fury intended to have a sound effect like you did
it
right
was.
There?
What's the fury sound effect? Do we have that?
That was very impressive.
sounded furious.
47 seconds left. Houston's going to beat Oklahoma City to take a 2-0 lead in that series. Under the Steve Mason, you can't go down 0-2. Are you now ready to write the Rockets in as either the Lakers or Blazers' second-round opponent?
Yep. Rockets are going to be there. And by the way, they're there without Westbrook.
Right.
They've done this without Russell Westbrook. I'll tell you, Oklahoma City has had a really good year. That is a very solid team. Billy Donovan's done an unbelievable job. Chris Paul has had, frankly, one of his best seasons, I think, with OKC this year. And the emergence of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I mean, there are a lot of things to love about Oklahoma City. But the fact that Houston is able to, without Russell Westbrook, take two from them suggests to me that it is over. That series is over. Do you believe it's over?
I don't, but here's the thing. Houston, as I've said for a long time, and you've refused to agree with me, Houston has a puncher's chance to win the whole thing.
Wait, when did I disagree with that? I don't think they've got a puncher's chance, but I think they're one of the most dangerous teams in the playoffs.
No, we said at the beginning of the playoffs, how many teams have a chance to win it? You said three.
I said four and a half. Yeah.
I said, and by the way,
you add Toronto and Houston to my
correct.
Three.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That you said only three can win. By the way, I'm all in on Toronto. Toronto's going to the finals. Milwaukee's
you think
gonna,
Toronto is going to the finals
I do.
Over Milwaukee?
I do. And Milwaukee's going to play here in a minute. And Milwaukee, that series is tied 1-1. I don't think Orlando's going to beat them. But I think Orlando dragging that series out in any way, like even taking it to six games, is going to mess with Milwaukee a little bit. I think the more games they need to play is the worse it is for them.
Well, I think Milwaukee handled the seeding games the same way that the Lakers handled the seeding games.
They both have identical records.
Yeah, they were both 3-5 in the seeding games. So, right. Yeah, but neither one of them. I think you can attribute some of what we saw the other night, especially that really slow start by the Lakers. I think you can attribute that to rust.
Okay.
I think they opened that game and they got overwhelmed to start the game, found themselves in a big hole, and then had to climb their way all the way back. They did get to a point in the fourth quarter where they led, but could not close, could not finish that game. But I do think there's an argument that the Lakers came out of the box so slow because of rust.
We're going to find out tonight, right?
No, because they picked it up. I just mean the start of that game in a hole. They picked it up and actually took a lead in the fourth quarter. I think they've shaken off the rust. I think they win big tonight. I think the Lakers win this game big.
Let me ask, are you a believer in plus minus? Do you buy that stat?
I do. I think it can be abused, but for the most part, I believe in it.
Okay, so plus minus is a stat that means how does your team do when you are on the court?
Right.
Okay. Oklahoma City's about to go down. Matter of fact, the game's ending here in 5 seconds. They're going to lose 111-98.
Yeah, it's over.
Chris Paul, who's one of the elite players in the NBA.
Holy hell, I just looked at the plus minus.
Was minus 36 for this game.
That's astounding.
I've never seen that before.
That's the biggest number I can remember seeing.
I have never seen a star player. He played 36 minutes. The final is 111-98. He was plus minus minus 36. Like, you can have a great game. Like, the guy who had the best overall plus minus in the game, I'm trying to find Harden's. Harden was minus one. Okay, so that'll let you know. Harden, like, when he was on the court, didn't really do. Eric Gordon
plus 23.
That's really good plus minus. Have you ever seen anyone be minus 36?
No, because normally if somebody's playing poorly, and obviously Chris Paul was playing poorly today, they don't play as many minutes, but he played 37 minutes. So if you spread the sucky performance across 37 minutes, you wind up with a minus 36. But I've never seen one that high.
Yeah, and matter of fact, like, Alex Caruso most of the time has a really good plus minus. Like the other day, he finished up, he was plus 16.
He does so many little things right.
Yeah, because you normally do well when he's on the court, but I've never seen anybody with a minus 36. That's just, especially in a game your team only lost by 13.
Right.
That's a bad night or a bad afternoon for Chris Paul. Never seen anything like it.
Now the next game is Magic
Orlando
and,
Milwaukee.
Yeah, and Orlando leads that series 1-0. I think the Bucks are going to blow them out. I think the Lakers are going to blow out the Blazers. I think the order is going to be restored to the universe.
I think the Lakers are going to win. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. Like, what?
It's going to be a blowout.
Did we ever look up what the spread was?
6.5
Yep, you got it right on the nose.
Give me $2,500. Lay the 6.5 I'll bet mythical money on the Lakers.
Yeah, I hope you're right.
Just to make clear, John is not making any wagers.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to bet on anything.
Wait, how much are you betting, Mace?
$2,500, Lakers -6.5
Have you ever noticed that no matter what we bet, Lindsay comes back with, wait, how much are you betting?
Well,
I want to make sure. I want you guys to repeat it because I'm writing it in the spreadsheet.
It's one of the more complicated parts of her job,
Lindsay,
is keeping track of our bets.
What are the mythical money? Have you amended the standing since I hit that big Colin Morikawa bet?
I don't think I have, but okay. I'll have him next segment.
I've got to be in first place now. Colin Morikawa got me $30,000.
Now, how did he do that, by the way?
He won the tournament, and I bet on 5 different golfers, and he won. So I technically won 25 because or 26 because I get the one back on him.
Right.
He was 30-1 to win the PGA, and he won it, so I got 30. I'll never be able to get that good odds on him again.
You're probably leading mythical money after that.
Oh yeah, and by the way, I'm going to win the Dodger one. I'm going to win all sorts of stuff. I've got a big bet on the Dodgers to win the division, and I've got a bet. But how do you feel about the bet you and I have, the $5,000 bet that the Dodgers will win by more than 5 games?
I feel like the Dodgers are an absolute terror. They've got 2 games.
They finally lost last night. We haven't talked about them today.
2 teams, 4 behind them. Diamondbacks, 4.5 behind them.
Yeah, I think I'm coasting to that one.
I think you may coast to that one. It became less important when, like, the Dodgers probably have already clinched a playoff
spot. You know
who
could screw me? Is Shoshana Shusevsky's San Diego Padres. They're better than
I
thought.
They are good.
We call them the gutty little Padres.
Yeah, but they're not. Now you have Tatis and Machado. Did you see how they won last night? They won. They hit another grand slam. They're the first team in by the way, Karen Case joining us with traffic. They're the first team ever, Shosh, to hit 3 consecutive grand slams in 3 consecutive games. That's a new MLB record. They've had great.
I was probably watching a housewife show last night.
Is that right? Is that what you spend your time with?
So do you believe? Hey, Karen, believe that Denise Richards had sex with Brandi Glanville?
Because Denise is a liar.
Yeah, I'm totally with you.
So you think there was action there?
Oh,
come on. Why would why would Brandi make it up?
Brandi has text messages. She has proof.
She has proof. Wow.
No, text messages don't lie.
I can't believe I'm missing out on this dramatic controversy.
Next time it's on, I'll text you, and we can, like, text back and forth during the show.
Okay, I'm happy to. I'll do that with you,
so
Karen.
So, Karen, did Mace ever send you a picture of Fat Mason?
All right, no, because I just don't believe it, because he got me into yoga.
All right, I have an update for you. I have an update.
What?
He has agreed to be a virtual fan at the Laker game on Monday night so you can see him. You'll see Mace on the sidelines Monday night. That's your shot.
You can't miss me. I'm the fat
Steve,
guy.
Steve, yeah. I'm not trying to be mushy. I mean, I think you're handsome no matter what. I really do.
Thank you.
But you should just send me a pic. Did you really? I'm not going to post it anymore.
I don't think he has one.
No, I don't have a wide angle lens.
Have you allowed yourself to be photographed since you gained 20 pounds?
Yeah. No.
Are you still doing yoga? Because you got me into yoga.
Yeah, I've been
Karen? He's doing
what?
Donuts. Cream filled donuts.
Delivered.
Yeah. It's hard, Karen. It's hard.
You just have to, you know what I do? Everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Like maybe half the donut. Can you do that?
Nope,
no,
can't.
He gets extra cream.
I do everything too much.
I used to. Not anymore. I'm All married right, now. I've settled down.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey, 710 ESPN, Mason in Ireland. What is going on? It is Thursday, and it is game two of Lakers-Blazers down in Orlando. And
by the way, I cannot disagree more with Jay Williams on that take about LeBron.
I don't like that take.
Sounding like a lion. I mean, why would you hold what does that even mean? I mean, does Giannis sound like a lion? He's in the same spot as LeBron is in the playoffs. They each have a loss. I mean, it's
an awful lot of criticism for a guy who laid out a really classic triple-double.
Right. And Anthony Davis just had a bad game. People were ready to kill Anthony Davis.
Wait a minute. Let's be fair. Because we talk about this. The playoffs are a different animal. Anthony Davis hasn't played a lot in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He had a good series a couple of years ago, but other than that, was not able to drag New Orleans into the playoffs more than that. And so he is unproven as a playoff commodity. Would you agree?
Well, he's played 13 playoff games, and he's won one playoff series. So, but a lot of times he was like going up against the Warriors. You know, nobody thought one of the reasons he came to LA was so he could play with another superstar. He's never had one before. That's why there are so many eyes on the Lakers. But during the season, they won 52 games for a reason. It was because LeBron and AD were the best 1-2 punch in the league. So now they're being challenged to show up tonight because it didn't go well two nights ago. I think they will. Let's find out. But to criticize, I'll use LZ as an example. To criticize Anthony Davis as much as he was yesterday based on one game is a ridiculously small sample size. Anthony Davis was first team All NBA this year. He had a bad game. Let's see if he can pull out of it. I think he will.
Yeah, I mean, he is very much on the spot. If the Lakers, and this is where a lot of people will disagree, if the Lakers win the NBA title, obviously LeBron is the primary focus of that, but I think the difference maker, again, his running mate is going to be the difference. His running mate, Anthony Davis, has got to be the difference. He needs to play big.
Well, the other thing is, it's the old adage, if you torture numbers, you can get them to say whatever you want. Sedano made the point yesterday that he feels everyone gets judged by the last 5 minutes of a playoff game.
Yep.
That's his measure for greatness.
Sure.
It's last 5 minutes of a playoff game. But let's be honest. A basket in the first 43 minutes counts exactly as much as the basket last five.
But you're smarter than that.
What are you talking about?
You're
smarter than that. We have LeBron.
But you're smarter than that. It's the performance of the last 5 minutes that does matter. I mean, they had a lead in the fourth quarter, and they let it slip away. It was the performance in the fourth quarter that was the issue in game one.
Right, but why is that all on AD?
Because he took LeBron, two shots and missed two free throws.
Right, and so did LeBron.
He did not attack.
And Danny, nobody else made shots. I mean, you said it yourself. If the Lakers would have made shots,
of course,
LeBron would have had 20-plus assists. At some point, you got to make those shots. I mean, LeBron is making the right basketball play. If Anthony Davis is double and triple teamed, do you want him to shoot anyway or throw it to a wide-open guy? His job, Frank Vogel was on with us earlier this week. He said, our whole philosophy is open shots.
Sure.
We want guys shooting when they're open.
Move the basketball. And by the way, they were wide open in that game.
Well, what was that one stat you had? That one saucy stat you had.
Yeah, there were 2 of 17 on wide open threes.
So
Nobody covering them.
The right basketball play, if you get double or triple teamed, is to throw it to the open guy.
Yeah, and the open guys aren't doing it.
And, I mean, I'm not being naive here. I know that if you get paid the most money and you're the star and you're first team All-NBA, you probably get more of the credit and more of the blame than you deserve. But these guys are out there making the right play, and nobody's making shots. So I think tonight that's going to change. I think these guys are going to make shots, and I think the law of averages just says that some of these guys will regress to the mean. Now, Michael Thompson, he's a little bit biased here.
Yeah.
Because he's seen Quinn Cook in two NBA finals.
Yeah, that's right.
But he thinks Quinn Cook, who has a ring and made a difference for the Warriors in the last two finals, he thinks Quinn Cook should get a shot. What do you think?
Absolutely. Well, look, they need somebody to knock down shots. Quinn Cook is a 37, 38% shooter from three during the regular season. If KCP is going to do what KCP has been doing, if Danny Green is going to do what Danny Green has been doing, I think you've got to give somebody else a chance. You do give up some defense with Quinn Cook. Green and KCP, both obviously superior defenders, but you need somebody to hit open shots. And if that means going to Quinn Cook, if that means finding a way to get J.R. Smith some run, if that means finding a way to get Deion Waiters some run, you do that because you, especially if those guys continue in their shooting slumps.
Right. Well, if that happens, if these guys continue in their shooting slumps, I think you place a call to Waiters Island.
And
see,
I agree.
And see if he answers the phone.
Yeah. Or JR rides in on a hoverboard. Do you remember JR on the hoverboard?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he'd be fun. He'd be fun. I mean, I saw him make seven threes in a seeding game.
There you go.
I mean, if you don't have shooters, if your guys are not shooting, and by the way, these guys can shoot. That's the frustrating thing. They can shoot, but they have not shot well in Orlando at all. And I think they are missing Avery Bradley in this case. He's a 38% three-point shooter and their best perimeter defender. So I really think the lack of Avery Bradley is starting to show on this team too.
Okay, so coming up next, I'll give you a choice. I'll give you two doors. You can pick door number one or door number two, okay?
Yep.
Door number one, we haven't taken any calls today, zero. We could go to the phones. Door number two, my guess is Michael is there, is hanging around the station if you want to bring him in here. What do you think?
I think we should do one more segment. And
right,
then
that's
I think
what I'm asking.
Wait, I thought we have to do Game of Games first.
We have to do Game of Games in the last segment. Right?
No,
well,
last
we're
segment we're going
with Michael.
To Michael and Alan.
Oh, we are? Oh, so yeah. We got to do Game of Games now.
Yeah, so we're going to do Game of Games, and then at 3:45, we'll jump in with Michael and Alan.
Oh, good,
because
I want to humble Lindsay. She's getting a little cocky after her victory yesterday.
Good.
Mace, you blew that game. You had a lead with 7 minutes to go. You were up by six, and you blew it.
Every game. I blow these games all the time. Lindsay went on a 19-6 run
and knocked you out.
Lindsay 6, Ireland 4.5, Mason 2, Jorge 1, Ramona got 1 when she was in here, and Michael Thompson 1.5. It is my game today, so no chance for me to win. Lindsay could put some icing on the cake here. It is getting late in the month.
I'm taking her down.
All right, so Game of Games is next, and then we will go live to Michael Thompson and Alan Sliwa and get a jump on Lakers pregame. Game 2 happening tonight. 4 o'clock is Lakers pregame. 6 o'clock is opening tip. The call with John Ireland and Michael Thompson. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Game of Games. All right, a couple things to get to before we get to the game. Don't forget, you can win a brand new 2021 Mazda CX-30 from
new
RC
car.
Mazda. Mace's Mazda, we are giving it away in just a couple of weeks, and there's a question from every day this week. If you've listened carefully, you will know the answers. The quiz is at 3:15 on Friday, and if you answer correctly, if you get all five, you will win one of only four keys that will start the new Mazda. You've got an unbelievable chance once you win that key, a 25% chance. So a brand new 2021 Mazda CX-30 from OC Mazda. All right, it is fact or fiction time. As we mentioned, Lindsay has got a commanding lead for the month of
August.
Not
over me, she doesn't.
Lindsay 6, Ireland 4.5, Mason 2, Jorge 1, Ramona 1, Michael Thompson 1.5. And it's my game today. It is a very simple game. Lindsay hates my games for some reason. It's a very simple game of fact or fiction.
I love your games. I think they're fantastic.
Okay, all right, what do you got?
Okay, here we go.
Number one, Eric Dickerson has the three biggest single-season rushing records in Rams history. The fourth biggest single-season rushing mark belongs to Marshall Faulk. Is that fact or is that fiction, John?
Fiction.
John says fiction. Lindsay?
I will also say fiction.
Fiction. And Jorge?
I'll say fiction as well.
Fiction. It is fiction. Steven Jackson has the fourth biggest single-season rushing record in Rams history. That happened in 2006. So everybody's on the board. Number two, the female African spring beetle is known to be as large as an average-size house cat. Is that fact or is that fiction, Lindsay?
I'm going to go with fiction.
Fiction. Jorge?
Fiction.
Fiction. Fiction. Indeed. John?
Let's see. Do I want to take a shot here? I don't believe it. I think you made it up. I'm going fiction.
Did totally made it up. No yeah. such thing as a female African spring beetle. All right, number three. Billie Eilish's brother Phineas comes from a long line of Phineases in his family. He is actually Phineas Eilish the Fourth. Is that fact or is that fiction, Jorge?
I'll say fact.
Fact, John.
Phineas Eilish the Fourth? Nah, I think you made it up.
John says fiction. Lindsay?
I think it's fiction, too.
It is fiction. Completely made up out of the blue. Phineas Eilish the Fourth. All right, number four. One quarter of all the bones in your body are located in your hands. Is that fact or is that fiction, John?
How many?
One quarter of your bones are located in your hands.
You're due for a true. I'll say true.
Says fact. Lindsay?
I'm going to go with fact.
Fact. Jorge?
One quarter.
Yep.
Nah, I'll say fiction.
Fiction is the correct answer. Actually, ooh, one quarter of your bones are in your feet, not in your hands.
Okay.
So it is now John 3, Jorge 3, Lindsay 3.
Wow.
All tied up. Pittsburgh is the only city in which all the major professional sports franchises use the same color scheme. Is that fact or is that fiction, Lindsay?
I'm going to go fact.
Fact with a question mark? Jorge?
Fact, the Penguins, the Steelers. Yep, fact.
Yep, fact. John?
I can't think of another one. In St. Louis, no, the Blues use different than the Cardinals. I'll go fact.
It is a fact. Yep, Pittsburgh, the only one. All black and gold, Steelers, Pirates, and Penguins. So everybody is tied at four. This game seems very easy. The average life of a Major League Baseball is only 12 to 15 pitches. Is that fact or is that fiction, Jorge?
15 pitches?
12 to 15 pitches, an average Major League Baseball.
Fact.
Says fact. John?
I think that... I'm going fiction. Lindsay.
Lindsay.
I think it's fiction. I think it's less.
It is fiction, and you're exactly right. It's only 5 to 7 pitches. That's all the time of a Major League Baseball, 5 to 7 pitches. We are now John 5, Lindsay 5, Jorge 4. And this is the last one. I do have a tiebreaker if necessary. Wilt Chamberlain once averaged 50 points and 23 rebounds per game and didn't win the MVP. Is that fact or is that fiction? John, you have to go first.
Fact.
Says fact. Lindsay?
I also think that it's fact.
Fact. Jorge?
I'm going to go fact.
Fact. It is a fact. Unbelievably.
Bill Russell.
He lost to Bill Russell. Yeah, 50 points and 23 rebounds per game. So that means John and Lindsay are in it for the tiebreaker. Jorge,
first,
you've been eliminated.
She's ahead. Okay.
You guys are 6-6.
Yeah, I know, but she's ahead overall, so she has to go first.
That's right. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Here is the tiebreaker. What is the current price of Amazon stock? Lindsay, you go first.
Is this closest without going over?
Yes, closest without going over.
Well, since I own Amazon stock and I checked it this morning, I'm going to go $3,295.
Okay.
So I John? So I either got to go high, I either got to go zero or 3,296.
Yes.
I'll go 3,296.
Ireland takes the win.
Oh,
the correct
answer.
What was it? 3,297. John was within a dollar of having it right.
But I only because Lindsay set me up that way.
Yeah.
I almost went zero.
Wait, I don't get it. Lindsay checked this morning and didn't get it.
It changed. We're actually on when our show starts is right around the time the market closes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get an alert on my phone every day every time it closes.
Yeah. I'll see.
All right, so she has 6 and I have 5.5 now.
Correct. It is all very close. 5.5.
And tomorrow, Mace, you get a chance to get back in it.
God, I got to get back in it. I suck at these games. It is ridiculous.
Jorge,
at this point.
Have you sniffed victory in these games?
No,
yet?
Man, you guys gave me one, and I still haven't won.
Yeah,
one
we
on my
gave
own.
You the one that that Funch won, and you've been unable to add to it.
Yeah, that's the first week, John. It's the first week.
It's true.
You got to
maybe tomorrow is your day.
Maybe.
By the way, how are you liking this show? You used to do the morning show. Is this show better than the morning show?
Oh, it's different. It's different for sure.
Better though?
I was talking to Amanda. This is more organized. The morning show was just all over the place. It was
really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little more it's organized here. I like it.
Wow. I've never thought of us as being organized.
Yeah, it's very organized. Everything's set up right and yeah.
That must be Lindsay.
Yeah, yeah.
She must
maybe definitely
be the reason
Lindsay.
We're so organized. Yeah.
I've got OCD when it comes to organization, not going to lie.
No, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. All right, coming up next, we are going to go live to, I would say the game, but we're actually going to go live to Michael Thompson and Alan Sliwa, who are in studio getting ready for Lakers pregame. In the meantime.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome to the jungle. Jason Ireland, 710 ESPN. What is up? Tonight, it is Lakers, it is Blazers, it is game 2 in Orlando. The Lakers are down 0-1. And, of course, the voices that will bring us reassurance right now are the voices of our Lakers pregame show, Michael Thompson and Alan Sliwa. Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's going on, Mace?
How you doing, man? I knew. I told you the last time. We would again do Crosstalk. Crosstalk was not dead forever.
It was off for maybe 4 days, five
four
days,
days,
and we're
exactly.
back. We're back right
now. Michael, in your words, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If Anthony Davis gets the ball at the elbow, I asked Mason this earlier, and Hassan Whiteside backs off, like dares him to shoot it, do you want him to aggressively take the ball at Whiteside and try and score and draw a foul, or do you want him to shoot that even though he hasn't been making it?
Shoot it. It's like a free throw for him. He could easily make that. And so if a guy's going to tell you, a guy as good as Anthony Davis, number one, Whiteside's not going to do that. He'd be an idiot to do that because Anthony's too good of a shooter. So,
but
if
I think
he does,
what they've done, Michael, is build a wall in front of the rim and dare the Lakers to shoot.
No, the Lakers, you remember, Lakers had like 11 or 12 offensive rebounds. And they just couldn't convert. If they would have converted half of those rebounds.
By the way, they had 17.
17. If they would have converted half of those, which you normally do, they would have won the game. So they just got to shoot better. And Mason, stop panicking because didn't we say the Blazers were going to win 6 games? So they're going to win 2 games. That was the one of the 2 they're going to win. So relax.
Michael, my job is to panic. My job is to panic.
You're rich
my
now.
Job
you
is
got
to
no
be
reason to panic. You're rich.
Regular Joe fan guy, I'm going to panic.
Well, if they win game 1 or game 3, does it make a difference? They're going to win 2.
Is tonight a must win?
They bet it's a better win because
it's
you don't want to
better
be,
win.
Yeah, better win. You don't want to be down 0-2 because being on this neutral court kind of sterilizes everything. It's not like they have to go back to Portland and play up there in front of that hostile crowd. But if they go down 0-2, they're not dead yet, but they better win tonight.
Alan, if you were Frank Vogel, mm-hmm. would you stick with KCP and Danny Green? During the season, their percentages were fine. In the bubble, they haven't been great. And in game 1, they were really bad. 0-for-9 for KCP. If they come out and both miss like, let's say their first three shots each. Do you go to Waiters Island? Do you give Deion Waiters and maybe J.R. Smith and maybe or Michael wants to see Quinn Cook? Do you give him a chance, or do you let those guys shoot through their problems?
I think you have to. I mean, you just don't have this luxury. Postseason started, so if KCP, watching yesterday the Clippers in the Dallas game, one thing I noticed, and Michael, we'll talk about it a little bit later in pregame show, but you saw that Luka was on the bench and Trey Burke went off. And one of the things I like that Carlisle did, he said, you know what, I don't care if I'm supposed to go with Luka. This is working. I'm going to keep going with it. And I thought in the last game, Lakers-Blazers, there was a unique lineup in there that you wouldn't expect. I think Markieff Morris was in there, Kuzma, Caruso. Lakers were having some success. And then it started, you went back to your starting five to end the game. He made one more change. He took Alex Caruso, eventually put Alex Caruso in. I think you got to make changes. If things aren't working, it's game two. I know there's no home court. They're not going back to Portland. But, John, you have this very small window here. And whether it's Quinn Cook or Deion Waiters or J.R. Smith, what do you really have to lose when you're shooting so poorly from the field?
Yeah, I mean, the shots are incredible, and I pointed this out a couple of times, but, you know, according to Second Spectrum, 17 of those 32 threes were wide open, nobody covering them, and they only made two. I mean, they are just prolifically bad shooting right now. Michael, if it continues to go poorly, if they come out of the box slow tonight, what changes do you make?
Play Quinn Cook. I don't know why you guys won't listen to me. This guy's a champion. He's knocked down some huge shots for the Warriors over the last couple of years when they were in the finals. No, he's not going to be a volume shooter. He's not going to shoot a ton of shots like a Steph Curry or a Damian. But when he's open, he'll make them. So I don't know why they won't go to Quinn Cook.
Who is he going to guard?
Oh, come on. Like, are they stopping Damian or CJ? The problem with the Lakers is they can't score. That's
what
the problem.
I heard was nobody.
Right. who else?
Well, in Michael's defense, that's the correct answer. Nobody really does stop.
Well, and Michael, you would have thought if walking into game one, you were only going to give up 100 points to the Blazers, you would think, oh, this is a Lakers win. Mm-hmm. I mean, how are you not going to win that game? Portland, you saw some of these games putting up 125, 135. They shaved 30 points off, the Blazers did, of what they were averaging on the defensive side. They were giving up 123 points in that nine-game bubble, 30-point difference. And I don't think the Portland Trail Blazers were playing unbelievable defense. The frustration is the shooting from the Lakers. And that stat that you mentioned, Mace, that many open threes, it's a little scary.
Hey, I wanted to point something out. While we're all here and we've all, you know, this is the life we have chosen. We are on the radio. August 20th, every year, is National Radio Day.
So,
Michael, do you miss being on the radio every day?
Yeah, I do, but I don't miss the drive up to L.A. from Orange County.
Just the drive. You would happily do the show.
Michael,
you
know we're all doing these shows from home now. It might be a new world where you'd be happy.
But when this virus thing is passed, aren't you guys going to have to come back in studio?
I'm voting we stay at home. Mason, you know, Mason's not like you and I, Michael. We've been coming in. Mason's stuck at home, but you and I come in enough.
I want to see my work friends, Michael.
You don't even know the names.
Exactly.
I have work friends.
You only
name one.
Yeah, besides Amanda and George, John Chin,
Sean Wilcutt.
There you go.
Alyssa Siegel.
None of them will be there.
Richard Walsh, Mark Cates, Tracy.
Are you telling me you don't know her
last
name?
You got it.
You do not know Tracy's last name, seriously?
Tracy.
You know it, Mace.
She has the same last name as a famous basketball player.
If you saw if you saw these people in a grocery store without a mask, would you recognize them?
Hell no.
Without a mask, it's really tough to recognize it. Why do I not know Tracy's last name?
Who is star at UCLA, great three-point shooter in the NBA?
Tracy Miller.
No, that's good.
You got the right. It's Tracy Murray.
Of course, it's Tracy Murray. But I mean, just because I don't know her last name doesn't mean we're not friends.
Yes, it does.
I miss my work friends. I miss mixing it up in the world, in life. You know what I'm saying, Michael? Too stagnant. I go out for my walk every day.
Yeah.
I do a little yoga. I get a little stoned. I eat some donuts. I watch games. I need life to be a little bit less stagnant. You know what I mean? I need to break it up.
You need me all human interaction.
Hey,
correct.
Michael, Mason is 23. Mason, you want to go to 190 or 195?
Well, I mean, ultimately 195, but I think the race is to 200 right
now. Yeah, but so Mason right now is, Michael is...
213.
You're 213, so that would be 10 plus 8. You're 18 pounds overweight. Michael, how should he get back in shape?
How'd you put on all this weight, Mace?
Ate a lot of food and didn't do a lot of exercise.
Mace, what were you before the pandemic?
195.
Well, what you got to do, Mace, is pretty simple. You go for a 45-minute walk every day.
Which I do.
And then don't eat after 6 p.m.
Don't eat after 6.
So those donuts you order every night at 9 o'clock, not helping.
Yeah. And of course, mix in a lot of salad, eat a lot of grilled chicken, and stay away from the fatty stuff, and the weight will just drop off you, Mace. It's all diet.
Okay. By the time we get back in the studio and I see my work friends, I'm going to be back at 195.
Mace, hey, how many donuts do you usually take down? Is it one or is it more?
No, I take down three. I take down three vanilla cream donuts with a side of cream. So what I do is the cream-filled donut and I dip it into the cream. Mm. It is, Michael... I'm telling you,
it's good. You can do that, Mace. Just don't overdo it. And like I said, don't eat after.
How about one instead of three?
Yeah, exactly. And don't. What time do you normally eat dinner now?
I eat dinner normally 8:30 or 9.
Yeah, that's too late.
Early bird special. I know this from traveling for years with Michael. If you don't eat before 6, Michael's out.
Hmm. Yeah. 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 I can't.
He needs the early bird Denny's special.
Yeah, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, man. I want to be eating.
Hey, Sliwa and Michael, are the Clippers in trouble? Or is it just Dallas playing good for two games?
Trouble.
Listen, I hope so. And to see what the Mavs have done over the last couple of games, and we all kind of, and I heard you guys pointing this out, the Porzingis ejection, that changed the whole scope of game one. I don't know what it is, and maybe this is what we have with the Lakers as well. We just assume this switch is going to get flipped on. I assume the Clippers will wake up, and we'll see what happens with Patrick Beverley, and they eventually win that series. But I'm rooting for the Mavs, and I'm sure plenty of Laker fans out there are doing the same.
Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are supposed to be the new Scotty and Michael on defense. Why are these guys not tag-teaming up against Doncic the whole game? That's what I don't know. What kind of coaching
Almost
strategy is that?
Dodging him.
These guys should be – Paul George should start off on him, then Kawhi's supposed to switch off on him. Two of the best defensive perimeter players in the game, and they're not dogging this guy all over the court the way Avery Bradley does when he plays against them. That's ridiculous.
Okay, by the way, Michael, first-team All-NBA, you've got AD, Giannis, LeBron.
Right.
Okay. Kawhi, he played in 50 games. I think you got to put him in there.
No, he's a forward, so where are you going to put him? Who are you going to kick off?
No.
Well, remember, we're a little bit more positionless now.
Yeah.
And no,
forward,
and Michael,
center
LeBron,
is all positionless.
No, LeBron is eligible at guard, and AD is eligible at center.
Yeah, LeBron's eligible at point guard.
All right, so the question is, who's the other guard? Is it Luka, Harden, or Dame?
Harden.
No way.
Harden's
Luka.
The leading scorer in the freaking league.
Luka,
what's wrong with you?
Luka's practically averaging a triple-double.
Man, come on, James Harden is the man. What is wrong
with
you?
Wait a minute.
You would rather have James Harden than Luka.
No, because Luka's 20.
No, but
I'm saying just for this year.
They're both the same. What's the difference?
I would argue that right now he is the second, at this exact moment, he is the second best player in the playoffs.
And Michael, you're the one that says to me all that.
People stop this? How could you be the second best player and you can't guard anybody?
Did other
game is played on two ends of the court? You know, less than that, Mace.
Harden is obviously known.
I didn't say he's the second best player in the game. Like Mason just said.
Second best player right now in the playoffs. It's Luka.
No.
70 points in his first two games.
If you're going to be
more
the best,
than anybody than George Mikan.
If you're going to be the best, anything to me in basketball, you got to have an impact on both ends of the floor.
What impact does Harden have on the defensive end of the
floor? I didn't call him the second best player in the game.
But you just said you putting Harden on the team. What impact does he have defensively?
I don't know. None, just like Luka.
Right.
So is Luka not a first team all? He's not a first team.
Not if LeBron's at guard, no.
LeBron and Luka should be the guards. Harden and Dame,
agreed.
Second team.
LeBron, Luka, AD. Who am I missing?
Giannis,
of course. And Luka.
Kawhi.
And I don't like Kawhi. I'm not putting Kawhi on.
Why?
What?
I'm putting Luka over Kawhi.
Well, then you can put Luka and Harden if you want. Move LeBron to forward.
You know Kawhi's probably the best defensive player on the wing, don't you, Mason?
Yeah, I don't.
You don't value defense.
Kawhi deserves to be there.
I don't dig the whole load management thing.
Oh, that, yeah, me
that
too.
They're running over there. I hold that against him.
Sliwa, yeah. Do you put Luka or Harden?
I remember us, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, we were trying to figure this out, and I went Harden back then. I said James Harden. I don't think I changed that, but just watching Luka right now, just watching him control the Los Angeles Clippers, not just some, you know, random team out there, and that doesn't mean that James Harden isn't dominating the Thunder without Russell Westbrook, so that's, you know, obviously incredibly impressive, but at the same time, something about James Harden, and I think in a year, 2 years, we're going to have a different conversation. It probably will be a no-brainer. Just for this year, I just don't know how you stop James Harden. I really don't. I mean, we've got a chance to watch him. He's so creative. And Luka, it's just so ridiculous how young he is, but I think I go Harden as my five as well.
Okay. That's my phone, and that means the show's over for us.
Who's calling you, Mace? Who's calling you? Don't they know what time
agent.
You get off?
It's always my agent. No, it's my agent. They never know what time I get
your
off.
Your agent? Well, you've already locked into your contract. What do you need to talk to your agent for?
Michael, I am a mover and shaker. I've got so many side hustles. It's unbelievable.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, sounds like you're losing your focus on your show. Where should be your priority? The Mace and
Isles show. Have you heard this show? This show has a tremendous amount of focus. In fact, Jorge, who's our new board op, says the most organized show he's ever worked on.
Well, very organized, Michael.
That doesn't say much for the other shows.
Well, compared to...
To LZ and those guys?
Yeah, compared to those guys. All right, well, I've got to hurry over to my Alexa and make sure I can listen to the pregame show right now.
What time are you lighting up tonight, Mace?
Well, you know, Michael, it's always 4:20 somewhere.
That's right.
All right, coming up next for you is Lakers pregame. We're back tomorrow, 1 o'clock. We'll break it down for you. Michael Thompson, along with Alan Sliwa, are next. Go Lakers, 710 ESPN.